AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there will be a detailed look at security at the Capitol after last week's deadly attack. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
We must trust each other.
But amid some Democrat suggestions that GOP lawmakers helped the rioters by boosting President Trump's false charges that the election was stolen, Pelosi says there may be a need to prosecute them.
We really lost our innocence in this.
Federal prosecutors say the mob aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials. The Justice Department's watchdog says it'll investigate the department's actions before and after the assault to see what broke down and whether intelligence suggesting potential violence was shared with Capitol Police and others. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prosecutors are pointing to the case against Jacob Chansley, the Arizona man who was seen at the Capitol sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns. He climbed to an area where Vice President Mike Pence was sitting. Prosecutors say Chansley left a note for Pence saying, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming." We will hear soon from President-elect Joe Biden about his vaccine distribution plan. A tally from Johns Hopkins University shows coronavirus deaths worldwide now top 2 million. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says they need more vaccine.
What you can't get past mathematically is 7 million people chasing 250,000 doses.
Health officials say by March, a new and more infectious strain of the coronavirus will likely become the dominant strain in the U.S. A source tells the AP President Trump will leave Washington ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday with some kind of departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews. No criminal charges will be filed against a former temporary elections worker in Pennsylvania. Authorities have said mistakenly discarded 9 military ballots. This is AP News. Divers in Indonesia found the cockpit voice recorder from the plane that crashed into the Java Sea.
Divers are now narrowing their search after finding some parts of the cockpit voice recorder. The commander of the Navy's First Fleet Command says the team found the casing, beacon, and the batteries. Now on is the search for the memory unit. Investigators have downloaded information from the plane's flight data recorder, which was recovered earlier this week. More than 4,000 search and rescue personnel are supported by 14 airplanes and dozens of ships and inflatable boats in the ongoing search. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The avalanche risk is high in mountainous regions in Switzerland after heavy snowfall in recent days. Some areas got more than 2 feet of snow. Police in Germany say a 72-year-old woman died after a tree covered with snow fell on her while she was walking her dog near the border with Switzerland. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.